Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. First of all, apologies because this week's episode is late, but it's late because I had a minor injury, so I do have a great excuse. Nevertheless, that's one of the reasons why I'm telling everyone to subscribe to the podcast, just so you can be notified as soon as there's a new episode uploaded. With that said, today's episode is going to be juicy. It's going to be brand new, and hopefully, it makes up for the fact that it is a few days late. So, without further ado, today we're going to talk about how to move on from a situation. And this is a little bit different from some of the other episodes that I've talked about on this show. For example, one of the most listened to episode on the rehab show is how to successfully move on from unrequited love. And that episode generally just talks about, in case you haven't heard it, about how to move on from a person. In today's episode, I want to talk about how to move on from a situation. And the reason why the two of them are so different is because sometimes we're not necessarily stuck on an individual, but we're actually stuck on what somebody may have done to us, the act in itself, or maybe how somebody treated us. And maybe it's not something that we expected from that person. So we could have moved on from the individual rather easily, but we still can't get over the fact of why this person did this to us. You can't believe that, let's say, if they betrayed you, why they betrayed you, if they hurt you, why they would do that. So it's the actual situation that we get stuck on. And that's just as bad as being stuck on in terms of the person. Because in both scenarios, it really prevents us from moving on with our life. And if you've listened to some of my other episodes, I frequently talk about just why it's bad to hold on to grudges, why it's bad to hold on to anger. I mean, on some level, it is justified because let's be honest, if you do really feel hurt at your core that you trusted someone and they betrayed that trust, it's not something that you will just move on from overnight. It's almost as if we have to condition ourselves to be more resilient so that we are tough enough and we are strong enough to not let that destroy us. But that's also something that we have to learn, something that we adapt to. So it's so crucial for us to just have that skill set. And it comes with heartbreak, to be quite frank with you. There's very few people that I think just have that type of personality that, even in a tough situation, and I don't mean tough in terms of work or with finances, because compared to emotional things, those are a lot easier to bounce back from. But when we feel betrayed, when we feel taken advantage of, when we feel lied to by the people that we thought were in our corner, that type of hurt, that type of betrayal is something that takes us a lot longer to go over and to get over. Because it's almost as if we just need to process that. And I'm sure each and every one of us, and I hate to say it, but I'm sure each and every one of us has experienced this to some degree. If you've ever been in a relationship and if you've ever had a breakup, depending on your history, I'm sure that there are some disappointments that were part of that relationship. It doesn't mean that the relationship was full of disappointments, but just like everything else in life, there's many ups and downs. And sometimes when we are faced with such a circumstance or a situation, someone might think that we're still hung up on them and maybe not even realize that it's not them that we're stuck on. We just can't get over the fact that they did this to us. It's the act in itself, it's the betrayal in itself that we need to get over. And when you think about it, it just stems from trust. The more you open yourself up to someone, the more you feel that you can trust someone, the more likely or the more susceptible you are to getting hurt from that person, right? Like, it's not strangers that are going to hurt you, at least not emotionally and at least they won't shake you to your core because you're not emotionally invested in those people. But the ones that hurt us the most are the ones that are closest to us because we open up parts of ourselves to those people, parts that are hidden away from others. Therefore, we give these people the access to us, the real us. And when they don't measure up to our expectations, and I won't even say expectations in the sense that you want this person to be X, Y, and Z, but expectations in the sense that you trust that they won't do anything bad to you. You trust that they have your best interests at heart. So even at that basic level, when that's not met, that's generally when there's hurt and then there's disappointment. And sometimes that is harder to overcome than the actual person in and of itself. And I'll give you guys a great example. And this is actually something that I don't talk about a lot, or I would say hardly ever. So I was involved in a situation where there was somebody that I had dated. And this person wasn't someone that I was initially even attracted to. And it's not someone that I ever thought that I would find myself with. But the more I got to know the person, or at least I thought I got to know the person, I just realized that there's parts of their personality that were sweet, that were kind, that were genuine. And I really felt like this is a great person, just at the core level. And that kindness, that personality, that selflessness was so attractive to me that the attraction grew for that individual, despite the fact that it's not someone that I, right off the bat, would have ever even entertained. So what ended up happening was I ended up giving this person a chance, and we ended up seeing each other, and everything seemed to be great. Then all of a sudden, I found myself just slowly realizing things about this person and putting the pieces together. And the more I tried to put together the story, things that they were saying and things that they were doing just wasn't aligning to this great person that they had projected themselves to be. And what ended up happening is we just sort of fell apart because they didn't have the guts to come up and admit to the fact that it was all a sham. They weren't this terrific person. There was just an act that they were basically putting on. And what ended up happening was like the disaster towards the end, where despite this individual not being the person that they had portrayed themselves to be, I came to the realization that they were almost light years away from that person that they had projected. And just to give you some examples, I felt like I didn't even know the person. The lies, the deception, the fibs about themselves, like nothing was making sense. And for those of you that have been in situations that are like this, it's almost as if a seam comes loose and the entire outfit falls apart. And that's bound to happen, especially when you deal with people that have like built up this persona about themselves that is just basically a lie. You can't keep going on the foundation of a lie forever. Eventually, it's going to crack because eventually someone will come forward or some proof will come forward. So that's exactly what ended up happening in this situation. And I was honestly so disgusted by this person, so disgusted by this person and who they really were, just like the things that they lied about, this alternate life that they had. And I was just grossed out. And I hate to put it so bluntly, but there were times that I wish that I'd never met this individual because I just didn't think that they had any set of standards for themselves or for the people in their lives. I didn't think they had any kind of respect for themselves or, you know, for the people that are in their lives, and certainly not for me. And I was hurt and I felt betrayed and I was mad. And most of all, I was mad at myself that I didn't see this person for who they were. And I was mad that I wasted my time. I was mad that I wasted my energy. I was mad that I wasted my emotions. Now, this person never knew that because I never had the opportunity to actually say any of these things to them. In fact, like for months after, I sort of just envisioned that if I was ever to run into this person, I'd probably just slap them. Like that would probably be like the innate instant reaction, rather than sit over there and trying to explain to them like what a piece of shit they really were. Like that would be my reaction. Not that I was intending to do it, but I just sort of pictured that that's how it's going to come out. And I'm not condoning violence, guys, but if I'm going to keep it 100, I think sometimes we could say a lot more with our physical action than we can ever sum up into words. And the thing that really grossed me out and disgusted me about this person is the entire time that they're telling me how they feel about me, they're running parallel stories to other people, which I don't think they ever realized that I already knew about. And that's why it was like a done deal. But I just felt so gross and disgusted, especially when I saw some of these other people. It's almost like if you've listened to any of my episodes where I talk about, self-empowerment and stuff, when you think very highly of yourself and then you see that someone's comparing you to a lesser immortal, and I hate to use that analogy, but I'm being very candid about like my feelings and my emotions. And I'm hoping some of you can kind of relate to that. It's almost as if you're disgusted to be like, oh wow. Like if you run, it's almost like if you see someone that's used to sitting in coach and you give them an upgrade to like first class, but then you find out that the entire time when they could have been in first class, they were spending their time in coach. And you're almost just like, oh wow. Like if that's what your standard is, then this wasn't gonna work out anyways. So long story short, it wasn't like the person in itself that I was upset at or I was hurt by. Because if I would have known this person for who they really were, I would have totally expected them to do this. And quite frankly, I wouldn't have even entertained them on any level. But the fact that they lied on so many levels when they didn't have to, they could have just been upfront and been like, listen, I'm an asshole. Like, and I had to put it like this, but this is what I do. I can't recognize a diamond from a hole in the wall. So, you know what? I'm gonna go play with some rocks on the side, and I hope you're good with it. And I would have been. But that's not what this person did. And the really sick thing about this was after they realized that I found out everything, they still wanted to see my reaction. And that is something that I had a hard time wrapping my brain around. So, to me, it had nothing to do with this particular individual. I mean, it's not, this wasn't someone that I would be like, oh my God, broke my heart, was someone that I could have seen myself with. Because the second I saw them for who they really were, I was like, boy, bye. But it's the situation. And it was the situation like, wow, how could somebody exist that they would put on such a huge production just to toy with somebody else's emotions? Like, what would they get out of it? What did they get out of it to spend this much of their time and energy into me? For what reason? Because if you're honest, you can simply tell people, like, hey, this is who I really am. This is what I'm about. The people that want to entertain you will entertain you. The people that don't want to entertain you, they'll just be like, c'est la vie. And you save yourself so much of like the headache that you have to put on like a show and have alternate lives. So to me, I had a hard time getting over that situation, getting over the fact that there's people like this that exist in the world that, quite frankly, are a little bit twisted, that they get some sort of pleasure of leading people on and wasting their time. And to me, it was that was harder to get over, not the person. Because, like I said, once I saw the person for who they were, I felt disgusted with myself to even be entertaining somebody like that. But the situation in itself, just to be like, why didn't I see these things sooner? Why did I ever even entertain this individual? So that is what I want to talk about in this episode. Because sometimes We get so stuck in the what ifs. Like, what if I wouldn't have spoken to this person? What if I would have seen those signs up front? What if I would have found the evidence? And just those hypothetical scenarios. And we are so hurt because we think that we made a mistake and we're a bad judge of character. And then that gets us to question and sort of doubt our decisions going forward. And it's so important for us to move on from that situation, just as much it is to move on from that person. And just like this situation that I shared with you guys, I know of countless people that if they've dated someone and it didn't go well, that they are just so stuck on that situation of be like, I cannot believe I got out of my comfort zone and I gave that person a chance. I cannot believe they did all of those things to me and I didn't see it. I didn't put the clues together. Like, for example, for people that have ever been in relationships where they got cheated on, that's something that they'll say, why didn't I see it? Why didn't I know about it? Why didn't I catch that person? So I want all of those people, if you are in that situation or if you know of someone that's in that situation, I want to talk about how do you actually move on from that. So the first thing is, if you're not harping on that person and you're only stuck on that situation, then that's good because then you don't have to do twice the work of moving on from that person and moving on from that situation. So if it's easy for you to get rid of that person, just mentally forget about them and move on with your life, then that's great because now we have to just heal you from the situation, which is hard, but it's manageable, just like with everything else in life. And you see, it's so important for you to move on from that situation because if you don't, then one, it's going to hinder your progress into going into your next relationship, or it's going to hinder you dating somebody else. And it's also going to get you to be scared and you're going to be afraid, thinking that because you made a bad judgment call in the past, you're going to do it again. And that is the fear that sometimes prevents someone from moving on to the next situation. So here's how we're going to do this. This is going to be a plan of attack. First, you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself if you didn't see the certain signs. You have to forgive yourself if you fell for someone's lies. And you have to forgive yourself if you didn't make the decision sooner, or if you didn't put the pieces of the puzzle together sooner. And the reason why you have to forgive yourself for that is because life in itself is a journey. The lessons that we'll learn today are going to make us wiser tomorrow. And as much as it sucks, we have to go through some of these experiences so that the next time around, we know what to look out for. So that's the first thing that I want you to do is just forgive yourself and heal. I'm not necessarily saying forgive the other person because I don't really care how you feel about the other person. But what I will say is don't hold on to the grudge. And that's coming from someone that can hold on to a grudge. The reason why I'm saying don't hold on to a grudge is because the more that you harp on the situation, it's going to get you to think about the person. And that's just going to hinder you from moving on. You see, if somebody does you wrong, here we're talking about relationship, but this also pertains to life. If someone does you dirty and someone does you wrong, why on earth do you want to spend even an ounce of your energy into that person? You shouldn't. They shouldn't even be a thought in your mind. Yes, it sucks what they did. Yes, they're a piece of shit for how they treated you. Fill in the blanks, curse them out, put their picture on a punching bag, and beat the shit out of that punching bag. But you know what? Then let it go. Let it go for your sake, not for theirs. Because that's not someone that you ever need to invite back into your life. You don't ever have to talk about that person. You don't ever have to talk to that person. You don't ever have to see that person. But let go of the grudge so it's not riling up your emotions, so it's not stressing you out, so it's not preventing you from moving on. Because it's bad enough that somebody wasted your time. It's even worse if you're wasting your energy thinking about someone that wasted your time. Because do you think they're doing that to you? Oh, hell to the no. If someone didn't appreciate you while they were with you, if someone played you, or if someone lied to you, someone two-timed you, and whatever else your scenario is. That person obviously doesn't respect you, certainly doesn't care about you, and certainly doesn't deserve your time or, and your attention. Do you think they're somewhere thinking about what they've done to you? I mean, I would love to be optimistic and say yes, once in a blue moon, but the chances are not. Because most of the people that do these types of things to someone else, they don't know what it feels like on the receiving end of it, unless karma gets them at some point. But for the most part, they don't know what that feels like. And if they really cared about you on even a humane level, they wouldn't have put you through this. They wouldn't have lied to you. They wouldn't have betrayed you. They wouldn't have played you. So the fact that they did all of those things to you, I'm going to tell you something that I think you already know deep down inside. That person does not give two shits about you. And they never did. And even if you would argue with me and say, oh, that person cared about me, guess what? They cared about themselves a whole lot more. And if they really gave two shits about you, they would not put you through this. So that person is not wasting their time thinking about you, which means you do not need to waste your time thinking about that person or that situation. Now, with that said, definitely learn the lesson in all of this. Great. Maybe you tried someone that was out of your comfort zone, like in the situation that I shared with you, and it didn't pan out. For the next time, now you can say, you know what? I did try something different. It didn't work out, so I'm just not going to do it anymore. I experimented. Oops, that was a fail. So now I've learned an important lesson. And the other lesson in all of this is think back to your situation. Think back to all of the signs that maybe you saw along the way that you probably ignored. Like in the situation that I shared with you guys, there were a lot of signs. I knew that they were just glaring at me, but I wanted to catch someone red-handed. And my lesson in all of that was that it wasn't important to me, or it shouldn't have been important to me to catch someone red-handed. When something just feels off, I should have just gone with my gut instinct. And then that's it. That would have been a wrap. I shouldn't have given someone the benefit of the doubt. I shouldn't have believed someone's words over their actions. But that's a life lesson, not just in that situation, that served me with other things in my life. And most importantly, what I also learned is no one can make you feel bad without your consent. So if you realize and if you are determined to move on from a situation, no matter how shitty that situation is, and guys, this is something that you can apply to anything in your life. Regardless of what someone does to you, regardless of how someone treats you, no one can make you feel bad without your consent, ever, ever. I don't care what they did to you. As long as you decide that they did not hurt you, they did not get to you, then it doesn't matter what that person did. And in the situation that I gave to you guys, that's exactly how I handled it. Because after the situation wrapped up, this individual I could see was still paying attention to me and wanted to see me hurt, wanted to see some sort of reaction out of me, and I wouldn't give it, and I didn't give it. And the reason why I didn't give it, because they weren't deserving of it. Why should I pour my emotions and feelings into someone after I've already seen their true colors? I refuse to do it. I refuse to give that person the satisfaction of thinking that they hurt me. And I refuse to make them feel great about the fact that they played me and I got played. Oh, hell, hells to the no. Instead, what I did, which is what I recommend what all of you do, is just shut off emotionally. If you find yourself in a situation where you realize that the situation's toxic for you or something someone's done to you, which is just unforgivable, and you know this is not a fight that you're gonna get back with that person. It's a done deal and it's a wrap. Shut off all emotions towards that person and towards that situation. Just cut that shit off. Go off the grid. If you have to process those emotions and feelings, do it offline. Don't post anything about what happened, how you're feeling, because the entire world doesn't need to know about your Telemundo episode. Have that in the privacy of your friends, with your relatives, with just your confidants. It doesn't need to be put on display. And never, ever, ever give that person the satisfaction of knowing that they got to you. If there's one thing that I will encourage you to do, is this. If you have pride, if you have dignity, if you have self-respect, don't ever let anyone feel like they got you, ever. So if you realize that someone has done something like this to you, don't sit over there, don't mope, don't cry, don't waste your emotions over someone that clearly doesn't deserve it. Shut that shit off and turn all of that energy into yourself. Be the best damn version of yourself, the best. Do everything in life that you wanted to do. Surround yourself with great people. Build amazing memories. Put that shit on display. That part of your life, share with the world. So then that person realizes that despite their attempts to bring you down, despite whatever conniving scheme they had, despite whatever they did to you, they did not get to you. And guys, I'm going to tell you a secret. If you ever want to get back at someone, and I'm not talking about revenge, because revenge would mean they did something to you, you do the same thing to them. No. If you ever want to get back at someone, don't give them the satisfaction of knowing that they got you. Don't give them the satisfaction of knowing that they brought you down. That is your best tool. Because guess what? When people do something like that to someone else, they will get some sort of sick pleasure and joy out of knowing that they hurt you, out of seeing that despite all of this, you still care about them. And that's what they're hoping for. That's what they're looking for. That no matter what they do for you, what they do to you, you're still over there pining over them. You're still over there fighting over them. So if you really want to teach that person a lesson, and I'm not saying that they'll change. People change when they want to change. But they can learn a lesson, hopefully, from your situation, just as you can learn a lesson from this situation. Don't give them that satisfaction of just knowing that they really got to you. It's bad enough what they did to you. In fact, your attitude at the end of that situation, whatever your situation is, should really just be like, I cannot believe I wasted my time with you. I'm so disgusted by you. You're not even at my level. And if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't even give you a minute or a second out of my life. So this was a lesson. I learned it, but you did not bring me down. I'm just going to get bigger and better from here on. So bye, Felicia. Like, that's how your attitude should be. After that, disconnect from that individual. Disconnect from whatever the heck they're doing. Disconnect from ever even knowing about them and just move on. And as you're moving on from that person, disconnect from the whole situation. Like I said, once you've processed it, forgive yourself. And in forgiving yourself, look at the lessons that you've learned. Next time when you see some of those red flags, definitely have like a game plan of, if I see X, Y, and Z, you know what? That's a deal breaker for me. I'm not going to sit over there and entertain it. I'm going to trust my gut. And I am not going to give this person the satisfaction of thinking that they brought me down. Because that's the one thing in situations like this, and also with breakups. If somebody breaks up with you, and I'm not talking about a mutual breakup where there's understanding or whether it's circumstances that are just beyond people's control. I'm talking about a shitty breakup that somebody lied to you or somebody cheated on you or someone is just doing shady things on the side, like that type of a breakup. If someone does that to you, they obviously don't care about you. So why are you going to let that person feel great about themselves in thinking that not only did they do this shitty thing to you, you're still over there thinking about them? And that's something to me that made absolutely no sense, because I have seen people behave like this. They'll find out that somebody did something to them. They're willing to forgive this person. They're willing to take back this person. And then if that person doesn't want to come back to them, they're pining over them. They're like stalking them. They're trying to do everything in their power to get that person back. And that's the worst thing that you can do in that situation. Because after somebody disrespected you like that, if you're still going to be chasing that individual, then guess how much self-respect they think that you have? And then guess how much respect they will have for you? Nobody wants someone that's easy to be walked all over. So it sucks that if these things happen to you, but they happen to almost everybody. Most people go through at least one shitty situation in their life. And hopefully there's only one shitty situation that you go through because you learn from that experience and you become a better person. And not just you, the people who put somebody else through that shitty situation, there's a lesson that they need to learn as well. If somebody treats you poorly and you're still out there chasing that person, you're still telling that person that you will forgive them and you will get back to them, then you're conditioning that person to be a bigger jerk. Because if they could get away with it with you, they're damn sure hell going to try and do that to somebody else. And then the lesson for them would be, hey, if this person was like fine with me treating them like crap, I'm going to do it to the next person and to the next person. And next thing you know, you've created a monster. So do everyone a favor. If you are in this situation, do all of the things that I just like mentioned. And move on. Move on, not just from the person, but move on from that situation. And like I said, sometimes it's the situation that's harder for us to move on from. And it's not even about the other person. It's us just feeling bad for ourselves and us just being upset that we didn't make this decision sooner. But if you focus on it in terms of, you know what, this was a life lesson, this was an experience, I went through it. It sucked, yes. But if I could do it all over again, now I know what to watch out for. Now I know how I'm going to handle this situation. And I don't have to be a victim. And you never in life have to be a victim, ever. Bad things happen to people, it happens to almost everybody. But it's how you respond to it. If you're going to sit over there, if you're going to continue crying and continue pining over someone that did this to you, then yes, you are the victim. But if you look at this and you're just like, wow, you're a really shitty person for doing this to me. I damn sure did not deserve this shit. But you know what? Just because you're a shitty person and I didn't deserve it doesn't mean I'm gonna sit over here and continue sulking because you're not worth these tears. You're not worth this time. I'm going to pick myself up, dust myself off, be the next level of myself, and I'm going to go and attract someone else who is worthy of my time, my attention, and my emotions. And you will not be even a thought in my mind. And I'm not going to even talk about you to people because why would I give you any type of attention? And you're that insignificant that I'm not going to even waste my breath. And that's exactly how your mindset should be because that's exactly how my mindset was when I kind of dealt with this situation. And to be honest, it was really, really helpful for me to kind of follow these steps and just heal and just move on. Because when you think about it rationally, the only people that really deserve your energy, that deserve your emotions, are the people that treat you right. And that's something that I learned through this experience, where it was like, I'm not going to sit over here. I'm just not. I'm not going to sit over here and I'm not going to pine about it. I'm not going to psychoanalyze this situation because this person's just not worthy of any of that. Instead, I'm going to look forward to the next chapter in my life. And the next chapter of my life was a billion times better than that chapter. And honestly, the silver lining in all of this is when we go through the lows in life, they really make us appreciate the highs. When you date some shitty people and then you meet someone who's really, really incredible, who's good to you, who's kind, who cares about you, and just checks off all of the boxes in terms of what you are looking for and what you want, you appreciate that person so much more because you know that not everybody's like that. And then every little thing that that next person does for you, that previous person didn't. You appreciate that and you cherish that 1,000 times more. So instead of being bitter and holding a grudge and whatnot at the end of these experiences, just chalk it off as a life lesson. And if you do find it in your heart to forgive that person, and if you do want to be friends and whatnot, that's up to you. Personally, I think by now we all know my take on friendship with all of these people. I don't believe that there's any value in it. I think if someone treated you like a piece of shit, then that tells you everything about that individual. Because you see, it's not a reflection of you. When people treat us badly, and if you're a good person, then that's not a reflection of you. That's a reflection of them, that they're the ones that had a shitty personality, that it's unfortunate that they can't see a diamond that's standing right in front of them. And if they want to play with rocks, then you know what? Let them. That's their life. It's their choice. And if that's where they want to invest their time, then you know what? Have fun. But never ever think that there's things that you did wrong. And never turn that around to say, oh my gosh, if I would have done this, if I would have done that. No, there's really nothing else that you could have done. That's a lesson that you have to go through. And that's going to make you ready to make better decisions going forward. And unless you have a machine where you can time travel, you really can't change the past. You know, and I think that's something else that sometimes people get stuck on, where they're like, well, if I could have just, unless you have a time machine, you can't go back in time. And as much as it sucks, even the worst experiences of our lives shape up who we are. And I hate to say it, but sometimes we meet shitty people because we have to meet those shitty people, because we will learn things from those shitty people that we can then apply into our future going forward. So even those shitty people are a blessing in disguise because they make us a better person. And that's one reason, you know, to look at those experiences and say, I just had to go through them. And honestly, that applies to everything in life. And I've said this in other episodes, but I firmly believe it. If every day was great, if every moment was terrific, life would be so boring. We need to really cherish the lows as much as we love and embrace the highs, because the highs wouldn't seem that great if we didn't go through the lows. And for most of us, we have to go through bad experiences and go through shitty relationships and date terrible people. Because then when we do meet somebody that's really incredible, we know that that's the real deal. And we won't mess things up with that person. We won't take that person for granted. And that's really what I think the purpose of these types of scenarios is, that these situations just make us tough and they enlighten us in ways that we may not have been otherwise. And honestly, they also make us realize things about ourselves. They make us feel, or they make us realize how strong we really are. And strength isn't always physical, a lot of times it's emotional. For you to be able to get over every heartbreak, for every bad relationship, that makes you tougher, that makes you stronger. And by the time you meet that person, and I hope each and every one of you do, that's your fairy tale, happily ever after, you will become rock solid and you will be exactly the person that they need, and they will be exactly the person that you need. So never try to rush the process. Embrace the bad with the good, and then hopefully that grand finale, whenever that is, with whoever that is, you will be the best version of you. And that best version of you will be everything and more that hopefully that person needs, and vice versa. So that's how I want you to perceive these situations, whether you've been through it or, God forbid, if it's headed your way. Look at all of these experiences as those great life lessons. And at the end of it, just know that you will be just fine. That's the beautiful thing about the heart, guys. No matter how many times you go through heartbreaks, no matter how many times you deal with disappointments, no matter how many breakups you have, there's always that new beginning that comes right after an ending. And for every bad, shitty loser that you will meet and date, or even just hang out with, there's someone incredible that will be out there for you. And I'm a firm believer and a huge champion of that. Sometimes people think like, oh my gosh, I'm 25 or I'm 30 and I haven't found like that person. Love can meet you at 50. It can meet you at 80. And oftentimes it meets you when you least expect it. And sometimes when you're really, really lucky, you'll meet that really great person after a heartbreak or a disappointment. And if you're even luckier, you realize that there's a reason why you went through it. So, on that philosophical note, this concludes this week's episode. I hope you guys liked it. And I'm super excited for our episode next week. I'm not going to tell you which day I'm going to drop it on, just to keep you on your toes. But I hope you guys are doing absolutely fantastic. And I hope 2021 is off to a wonderful start. I do want to say a quick thank you. December was one of the biggest records in terms of how many people tuned into the podcast and how many people have been listening. So I just want to give a huge, huge, huge thank you to every single one of you that come, that listen, that give me your input, that have ideas for future episodes. You guys have no idea how much you mean to me, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. So on that note, this is your Hospice Anonymous. Until next time, you're officially checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.